with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You know, on the morning when you're listening to this show, if you're on your podcast, I hope you just have half the fun that I do when we when we're doing this.
I hope they have more.
Right. The between segments and sometimes on air chop busting is probably my favorite thing about this show.
Really?
And I'm not
That's
talking
a shock.
I'm not talking about pork chops. I'm talking about just busting your buddy's chops.
Conrad, do you even believe him right now?
Well, I'm thinking you guys sound like an old married couple to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
no, there's no hitting.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
But he has changed my diaper a couple times.
Oh. Right. Yes. Right. So hey, that's a real buddy. Come on now.
That's a good friend right there.
It might have been tequila.
Wow.
So Jop doesn't seem to care for pork steak because he's kind of uppity. But I'm going to tell you that in my prior life and traveling with Rob Russell, we would change things up with some goofy stuff once in a while. And one of the things we'd like to do while we're smoking the butts to have something we could do in 2 or 3 hours is we'd smoke up some pork steak. And if you've never smoked a pork steak, you're missing a great piece of meat that's really cheap because if you do it right, you got to go pretty low and slow. I'm going to go 2.25, 250, and I'm not going to do a ton of smoke because it's all open grain meat. But I'm going to smoke that thing up with a nice rub and use whatever your favorite rub is, whatever you want to get rid of. It doesn't matter. You're going to get that thing in there for about 3 hours, and you're going to dissolve almost all the fat and connective tissue. When you do that, you just end up with these nice little pieces of, I would almost call them cutlets, because you'll see the several different muscles that are in that steak as you grill it, as you smoke it. But when the fat dissolves and disappears, it's going to fall apart. So you'll get those individual little, medallions. And I'm going to tell you that they're going to be so tender and so wonderful. If Jop, you've said your wife doesn't like it, I'm going to tell you, you just probably didn't quite get it. You probably grilled it, which is a mistake, and you can't grill a pork steak. You can't tune a piano either.
Right. No, I'm agreeing with you because it dries out, and that's why she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Because I do grill it, and I grill it on the tech, and yeah. it cooks. I even serve it a little bit medium. You know, I'm not worried about trichinosis.
It's still going to be tough.
But it's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you smoke it, you break down all that connective tissue, and it. I'm not overemphasizing it. I'm just being honest. It transforms a dull piece of meat into something. Because what is pork steak? Well, it's part of the shoulder. It's part of the Boston butt.
Right.
It's just like a country rib. You have to do those low and slow too, and then they'll be wonderful. But if you rush a country rib, it's going to be the same thing. Oh, they're too tough. Well, it's really a pork butt. It's where the pork butt is transitioning, I believe. Tim Sobey could correct me, to the shoulder, and it's got more of those muscles in it. Whereas a butt is pretty much 2-3 primary muscles, and then the money meat.
Right.
This is going to be somewhere in between those pieces, I believe, or in between there and the actual shoulder itself. But
it's
a cheap piece of meat.
Right. And aren't they about the size of a dinner plate? I mean, if you're looking at it.
They can be.
Yeah.
It's up to the butcher. They can screw it up. But big box stores will hide it under pork chops. They'll give you 4 beautiful chops and then one of those under it. Because it kind of looks like a pork chop, but.
Right. It's not. And so.
It's called profit margin.
But again, yeah. But again, my position on it is it's not my favorite cut of meat.
Well, we have counseling sessions available after 9:00.
Right. But
just tune into the grilling, guys.
You put some things with it. We are a short month or so away from my favorite vegetable on earth, which I hated when I was a kid, but now I can't get enough of it, is asparagus.
Grill them.
I love grilled asparagus. I love to serve that to people. There's a dozens of ways to cook it, to season it. One of the fun ways is take the thinnest bacon you can find and wrap it around the stalk and then grill that thing till that bacon is it crispy a little bit. And
even if they're not ready at the fruit stands, your club stores like Costco, I bought a big bag of them for like $9.
Right.
And we've been eating the heck out of them. They come from Chile probably. But I wanted to go back to Conrad. He said his wife always serves him applesauce with his pork.
Well,
I think on that pork steak, you might finish him off with a little bit of applesauce on time. You love apple barbecue.
Right, I do.
So that might, you know, help your well,
it's going to do two things. It's going to put a flavor profile on there, but it's also going to put moisture.
I'm just thinking it might help with the trauma you've been experiencing.
Right. Well, it's not trauma because you're not coming over to my house and getting pork steak. I'm just going to tell you that now.
Oh, wow.
I'm not uppity. I'm just saying I cook what I like so I know how it turns out for people.
Jeez. What about like a really big, giant, thick piece of bacon? Isn't that kind of related to
a belly?
Pork?
That's pork belly.
That's the belly.
Yeah, that's kind of like the skirt steak of pork.
Yeah.
So here's a really cool way to get your wife totally excited about the things you're grilling. Take some nice, and you're going to need to get some fresh peaches, and they're not in season, but you can still buy them in the store. Leave the skin on it, cut it into nice thick wedges, and wrap that thing in thin bacon and throw it on the grill.
Oh.
And the combination of peaches and bacon, if you think apples good with pork, peaches are too, buddy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that is a wonderful little dessert.
Sweet and salty.
And you want to keep it on there until that bacon is crispy. So that's why you want thin bacon.
Yep.
And if you do this right and you wind it on, it'll take some practice. You might have to do it a few times. But that is, again, my mouth waters every time I talk about my favorite foods.
Yeah. I really enjoy peaches.
I know you do.
And bacon.
Your wife
does
peach cobbler all the time.
Yep. And bacon is wonderful. So I'll have to give that one a try because I'm just thinking a little sweet and salty.
Oh,
it's got to be really good.
So
good. And again, what you're doing is enhancing the flavor of that otherwise boring pork roast. Chop.
So I didn't want to jump out of that asparagus too fast, but if you're in West Michigan coming up in the next month, you're going to start seeing the asparagus on the side roads.
Mm.
And if you can find somebody that's selling it reasonably this year, and I think you will because we've had lots of rain and we're going to get more, I think that asparagus is going to be growing fast. And you want it to grow fast because then it's not thick in the stalk.
Right.
Thick in the stalk.
Right. I'm on the carnivore diet.
He didn't get enough rain.
Right. But, no, the ones that are between like a pencil and a pretzel rod size, those are mine. I love those. Anything bigger than your little finger in diameter, I walk away from that piece of asparagus. They get woody, and I just don't like them. I really like the little ones, and they're so much more tender. But again, there's a lot of asparagus recipes out there.
And if you do buy a bunch of them, you might try your hand at canning them because if you buy one of those little cans, those little jars, they're skinny and tall. They're $10 now.
Right. Exactly. And they're pickled. You might use them in your Bloody Marys.
They're so good.
They're wonderful. But, you know, you can, if you're inclined to do that, you can make those for 10 cents on a dollar.
I made a bunch of them last year, and I made the mistake of opening a bottle of Meritage as I started.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing you're doing when you're canning, you have to be precise on timing. And I was music blaring. I'm having so much fun. No. No, you overcooked them all.
Right.
You ruined them.
A little rubbery.
Yep.
Because you still want a little.
No, they were mushy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You want a little firmness and a little snap almost with them, too.
Yeah,
still.
And if you do them nice and short, they'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And I do enjoy canning. It's a process, and it's a lot of work, but that's one thing you could practice on because if you like asparagus and you like the hot canned or the pickled, just a great way to have it. That's more affordable. And you have to try and find things affordable. We did have a crazy week in the news. The world seems to be just nutso right now, but I think everything will be okay. And we're just it's like every day seems like a year if you're watching the world.
Right.
There's so much stuff going on that I just have faith that it'll all turn out all right.
I believe it will too. There are some strange things, but we'll get through it. And you know what? Here's the deal: get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood. Because as soon as the smoke starts going, you're going to find out who your friends are, and it's people you don't even know are your friends because they're like seagulls. They just come from everywhere when there's food to eat. So, and I think that's a great part about being a grilling guy. So, it's spring. We're going to call it spring. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.